Memorial services were held today in Baltimore, Maryland, for longtime Alaska resident Rosalie Walker, who died on Thanksgiving Day. Walker lived in Juneau, but was known statewide for her work in early childhood education, blacks in government, the NAACP, and the Democratic Party. She was a member of the Alaska Native Sisterhood. Walker was the first and only African American to be elected to the Juneau Assembly. She served three terms, first elected in 1986. Bruce Botello was mayor during part of the time she served, when the assembly was tackling some highly controversial issues, reopening the AJ mine, cruise ship fees, and extending city benefits to gays and lesbians.
Rosalie was a very passionate person, very outspoken on the assembly on things she believed. She was both, I would say, high energy and at times high maintenance as a presiding officer. Our meetings were very spirited at times, and Rosalie never hesitated to mix it up on policy, on things that she believes strongly in. As I reflect back on the times, our meetings were very engaging.
She lived in the capital city for 42 years. After an illness in 2003, she moved to Baltimore to live with her daughter. The Juneau Assembly named December 23, 2003 as Rosalie Walker Day. Walker also was a member of the statewide Alaska Committee dedicated to preserving Juneau as the state capital. She served as its president for a time. She is remembered as committed to the causes she took on, particularly civil rights. She considered herself a disciple of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King. Walker often organized King Day celebrations and other marches in Juneau. State General Services Operations Manager Raymond Henderson worked with Walker on affirmative action plans for both the state of Alaska and the city and borough of Juneau. He says she was sometimes her own worst enemy and loved to tell the story about her involvement in King's 1965 march on Selma, Alabama.
They were at a restaurant and they were doing a sit-in, and she had just put on her nice dress, and she'd gotten her hair done, and somebody came and poured ketchup in her hair, and she got up, and she started fighting, and Dr. King told her that she couldn't march, because it was nonviolent, and she obviously reacted to the ketchup being poured in her hair.
Walker said she learned a lesson from that experience, but she was always known for her feistiness and strong opinions. For years, she wrote letters to the editor and other opinion columns in the Juneau Empire. When she came to Alaska in the 1960s, she traveled around the state, helping launch Head Start preschool programs. Later, she went to work for the State Department of Education as a specialist in early childhood education. Marshall Lind was the commissioner at the time.
I really enjoyed her. She was a smart lady and a real advocate for early childhood education. And the thing I'll always remember about her, she called them the way she saw them. If you got too taken with yourself, she'd bring you down to the proper level very quickly. But she had this great sense of humor. I have a lot of respect for Rosalie.
Walker continued to work on education issues as a volunteer long after she retired.